So I had the melodies for that song, for the verse, pre-chorus and chorus, I had them done and written, like, ready to go, but I was, at this point when I wrote it, I was at the end of writing my album, and I thought, look, I don't want to write another piano ballad if it's not going to be, you know, like, exceptional. And I kind of, I felt like I'd kind of reached the end of what I could do in terms of writing about an old relationship. Do you know what I mean? I'd flogged that dead horse for quite some time at this point in the album. So I kind of just parked it and went, do you know what? I'm not going to finish that. And I mean, thank the fucking Lord I did. But I kind of just parked it and thought, do you know what? I'm not going to finish it. And then I went over and I was working with EMS and Romans, and we were actually working on this other song that was really upbeat and full on, and it was like very pop. And I was like, this is cool. And I was thinking it might be for something on the like album too. And then I just kind of said to them, look, I've got this other idea as well, if you want to hear it. And then I showed them it, and they were like, we need to finish this. And then I was like, yeah, but I don't want to write about, you know, a relationship ending again. And it wasn't until one of them, we don't actually have to. But I realised, oh God, of course I don't. So I kind of wrote it about just the feeling of losing someone in general.
Uh-huh.
Whether that be through like bereavement, or I mean, it could be a relationship, or it could be just not talking to a friend you've talked to. Do you know what I mean? I just wanted to have that feeling of losing someone, and I wanted to keep it. I was kind of bored of writing about just me, so I wanted to keep it a bit broader and have it so that more people could find their own like stories within it. Do you know what I mean? And apply it to their own lives. And yeah, and like once we got going on it, it took about an hour and a half to write.